Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kenzie.
I'm Jamie.
And this is the Codependent Podcast. Welcome back, girly pops. We are back for another week and I am seriously so excited about this episode.
I am beyond excited.
It's so funny.
This is a good one.
Because sometimes me and Jamie will talk about like what we're going to do on the podcast that week. And we came up with this idea of like, how dare you, like something stranger said to you. And that was on the phone. We were on the phone one night this week trying to like come up with our own ideas. And I'm like, when has somebody said something that I said, like, how dare you? And I couldn't really think of any. And so we are worried about putting this question box up. Literally, you guys, I think I've never gotten more responses in my life.
The things that people say is absolutely bizarre.
And then we both thought of our own.
Yes. And I was like, okay, like, it's coming to me. It's coming.
Like, not, like I read other people's. So like, yes, sparked.
Like, oh wait, something like that happened to me.
Exactly.
Like, so it's good.
So I'm excited to read all of those, but let's recap the week. What's up with you?
Honestly, not a whole lot. I mean, just living.
What'd you do this weekend? I feel like I didn't talk to you at all.
Driving. What did I do this weekend? What did I do on Friday? We went to that group date. Remember Alicia texted about it and you were gone.
Why don't I remember this?
Because you were leaving, probably.
You guys all went out?
We went out, yeah.
What?
We went out to, we did like
Wait, I feel so left out. I feel like I wasn't in that text.
Well, I you weren't after that. When we planned it, you weren't after that.
Oh my gosh, what'd you guys do?
We just went to this place called Bam Kazam. It was like, it's like a bunch of escape rooms. It's 12 escape rooms is what it was. So, or 12 or 8 or something. But it was fun. It was good. It was fun. And we did that Friday night. And then what did I do on Saturday night?
I feel like Alicia only makes plans when I'm gone.
No, it's like almost every time you're gone, it feels like that.
It is. Alicia, if you're listening to this, I'm actually mad at you.
She's mad at you.
I'm going to block your phone number from my phone. This happens every time
you leave.
Every time I leave. Like, we don't hang out ever if I'm in town. And then as soon as I'm out of town, everybody's like, we're all free. Let's make a date night. I looked at my phone. I was not in that message.
No, you were. You said you were leaving.
No one texted me.
Yes. Alicia texted the group and said, let's do a big group date night on Friday. And you said, I'll be out of town. And I said, looks like you need to cancel your trip.
I don't know if that happened.
And then nobody replied to that. Or somebody like laughed at my message. I said, cancel your trip. That's what I said.
Was it like really early in the week?
It was really early in the week. She said like, it was like on Monday and she said, let's do a group date night on this date. And you said, I'll be in Disney.
Oh my gosh, we've texted so much.
I know. And I said, cancel your trip.
I do remember that. That was on Monday. But I feel like
let's do another one.
I didn't even know you guys did that.
When will you be back?
I literally feel so left out.
Don't feel left out.
What did you guys do? Tell me all about it. So I feel like I was there.
We did. I told you we did the escape rooms.
Like actually 12 of them?
They're like challenge rooms. Like they're like,
what's this place called?
It's called Bam Kazam.
Where is it?
It's in Scottsdale. It's like literally like, I guess it's made after a place in Utah. Megan has been before.
Okay.
And it's like, it's literally just like a bunch of mini like challenge rooms. Like there's some like physical challenges, like mind game challenges.
Physical challenges. Yeah, okay. Did you guys win?
There was one. Well, the group amount was too big. And so we had to go like girls versus boys, but you can't really go girls versus boys because you just are in the room. So you're just kind of like trying to like, I don't even know how to describe it. It's a fun place. If you're like in Scottsdale or in Arizona, it's definitely like a fun thing to do.
Did you win? Who won?
There's nothing to win. That's the thing that sucks.
I wouldn't like that.
I know. That's what sucks is like, you just like go from room to room. You try to beat that room. Like you try to like get out of the room.
Okay.
So like, and then you just try to go to the next one because it's a whole different like thing.
Okay. Well, so, I mean, it kind of sounds fun, but my competitiveness would not.
Yeah. So there's no winners.
Like I want
to
win.
I know. There's nothing to win. That's the thing. There's nothing to win.
Okay. That's kind of stupid then.
So yeah, it was kind of like, it was fun, but it was like, that was kind of what it was.
So you did that Friday?
We did that Friday. And then last night, we literally did nothing. We didn't do anything. We just hung out at home.
That's it.
And we got backyard taco.
Oh, that sounds so good.
And then we went home.
Not better than Berea tacos.
Not better than Berea tacos. And then we went home and Midas and I watched Baby Mama.
Oh my gosh, I love that movie.
I love that. He never seen it.
Oh my gosh.
We actually are only halfway through, so like we're still going to finish it.
That is honestly one of my favorite movies.
It is. I can't believe he had never seen it.
No, I made DJ watch it. I remember I made him watch it like year one of our marriage because we watched that movie. That used to be our Sunday movie. That was mom's favorite movie.
I love that movie.
Yeah, but it's like so inappropriate and mom would have us watch it every Sunday. That or Talladega Nights.
That is so, because like, that one too.
Like why did you?
Why were those mom's picks? I don't know. I love it.
Mom loved Baby Mama.
I love Baby Mama. It's so funny. So yeah, it was a really chill Saturday.
I made DJ watch House Bunny too. We watched House Bunny.
I love House Bunny.
House Bunny's a good one.
I love House Bunny. That's going to be on my next one that we're watching. You know what I'm really into right now is American Idol. I'm really into American Idol.
Is McKenna Brenholt?
Yes.
She's still in?
She is. She made top 25.
Okay.
They haven't done, it's actually tonight. They haven't done cuts for, I think it's top 20. They kill out five more people.
Why? That seems like so many. Like I haven't watched American Idol in like years, like since like David Archuleta was on.
Oh, no. It's good.
25 seems like a lot.
Oh, no, that's round three too.
What?
I think 150 people made it to Hollywood.
Oh my gosh.
Then they cut it to 24 people. And then I think they're going to cut four people and it'll be 20, I think is what they said.
Okay.
This is my first season, like gung-ho watching it.
You do like those type of shows though.
I do. I love them. I love them.
I can't commit to something that long.
Like
Dancing
with the Stars, American Idol, Masked Singer. Like I like those.
Okay. Masked Singer. I've seen like on TikTok. Yes. I haven't really watched a full episode, but that is actually a really good show.
It is. I know.
That's
it's a good.
Fun show.
It's good.
Dancing with the Stars won't start until like September, which is depressing.
Yeah, so that's far away.
What do you think about the new Bachelorette?
I mean, I'm excited. I feel like I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was shocked that was Jen. What's her name?
Jen.
What's her name?
And her name's Jen.
Jen. Okay. I'm like, wait, that doesn't sound right.
No,
it's Jen.
It's Jen.
She's so pretty.
Oh, like, she's stunning.
Literally stunning. And I'm like excited.
She didn't get enough airtime on The Bachelor make sense that she's The Bachelorette.
That's exactly why I'm a little confused.
I think that when we watch her season, we'll be like, oh, I really like you.
And that's what I'm thinking. Because I did really like her when I did see her, but like I don't know.
They were like Maria, Daisy, like one of them is going to be the Bachelorette.
I really was hoping it wasn't be Daisy. I love Daisy, but like, I just was like,
she's a little boring.
Sometimes I feel like top two, like, I don't know, pick like the three or four spot because those are the ones that are like, they're not like in love with the first, like the
That's
Bachelor.
So
like,
you know what
I mean? I mean, I shouldn't say they're not in love, but like those top two are like, they're like in love. Like,
and then they're like, oh, just move on and start dating 25 new guys next month.
Yes, exactly. So I kind of like when it's like a three or four.
I think Maria's going to
pick five.
I think Maria's going to slay in paradise.
She's going to own paradise.
So if I was her, like I almost would want to do paradise instead.
I would, but wouldn't. The only reason being is because like,
I wouldn't be in charge.
Well, yeah. And like, you know that a lot of these people, sorry to say it, but they're doing it for fame.
Yeah.
Your fame comes a lot if you're the main person.
It's
not
true.
When there's like 40 other people.
But like, I feel like Maria, like she was made for paradise.
I agree.
So I'm excited for her to be on paradise.
Yeah.
No, Jen, we'll see. Verdict's we'll see. Still out.
Yeah.
I don't hate her. I don't love her. I'm neutral.
Best Bachelor finale.
We haven't even talked about this. Honestly, I was in tears. Alicia was in tears. You're dead to me, but you were in tears.
Alicia, you're still dead to Kenzie. Don't forget it. But Alicia was actually crying.
No, it was a very like heartfelt for the freaking girls.
For the girls.
For the girls.
Love that. I loved it. I love it.
I loved it. It was the best finale
ever.
I mean, they say that every single year. So it's like, you can't really trust it, but this really genuinely was the best
finale. This was the best finale ever.
So it made me kind of like The Bachelor again.
Me too. I'm into it.
I will watch Paradise.
Next season.
I will watch next season.
Yep.
And
that's what I love about The Bachelor. The seasons are like.
Yeah. Like if there was Dancing with the Stars in Paradise, I would watch that.
Oh, they should do that. All the
or like they should all date each other.
No, they really should.
I mean, that would just
like
be
Harry and Riley.
Very enjoyable.
What are you doing?
Where are you?
Why aren't you dating?
I have literally the biggest blisters on my toes.
Like, oh, from Yeah, tell me about your week. Your week is a lot more exciting than
my week.
My week
was way better than going to the stupid
BAM-Kazam.
BAM-Kazam with you guys, honestly. Okay, I had way more fun.
I can see I'm dead.
No, I got blisters because my freaking Birkenstocks, I'm not wearing them, my like dupe Birkenstocks, my Bostons.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If I don't wear my socks with them, I get super bad blisters.
Oh, shoot.
And I...
Did you wear them to Disney?
No, I wore them to talk to you on the phone last night.
That short of a time?
It was that short. I walked to the little convenience store, grabbed water, and then walked back to the hotel room. And I literally have full-blown blisters on my toes.
Ouch.
Because I just didn't put socks on. So,
wow.
My bad. No, my weekend was so fun. We did Disneyland and it was a blast. It really was so fun. Payson's birthday was Monday and that was so fun. I love not throwing a party. Like, okay, there's something to be said about throwing a big party and like, it's so fun. No,
there is. I like both, I really do.
But this year was just really fun because I was like trying to think about Payson's birthday last year. Mom picked her up in the morning and they went and got donuts. And then mom brought her back to me when it was time for the party. So I like set everything up while she wasn't home. And then mom brought her to her party and then she played with her friends and I did not see her. And then we went to bed. So like, I didn't get to spend an ounce of time with my child.
On her birthday, yes.
I really hated that. Like on Monday.
Well, and you are really a quality time person.
Very much so.
Like, and so that makes it sad for you.
It was so sad.
Which I totally get.
This was like the best birthday we've had. Like I did like a little setup for her. I've never done that before. Oh, like for her so in the fun. Morning.
I love that.
We like opened presents before school. She wanted to go to school to do cupcakes with her class and have me bring a hamburger.
That's so fun.
So I took her to school. I picked her up at 11 with a hamburger, ate lunch with her, did cupcakes, whatever. We went home and I just let her do whatever she wanted to do. We did like Play-Doh. We did jewelry making. She watched a show. We played in the splash pad. We played with water balloons. Like I literally was like, whatever you want to do.
What do you want to do? And I'll be there with you.
We'll do it.
Yes.
And then we just hung out all day. And then we went to the park with her friends. Like it was perfect.
Oh, I love that.
And it
that.
Was so low key.
And she was like excited. And
she had the best day.
Yes.
And then obviously we did Disney, which was like her big birthday thing.
Yes.
And it was so fun. Best ages to do Disney. 3 and 5, best ages.
Good ages.
It was more fun than ever. Like, and we keep saying every time
it gets
more fun.
I was going to say, it'll be even better when Pierce can ride them all. Cause then you guys can all go on.
That's what I was going to say.
That same way.
That would have been awesome. The rides that we could all do were the
so
best.
So fun.
Were the best. But when he's 40 inches, it'll be so much more fun.
Exactly.
Like, just those couple rides that he can't ride yet would make it so much better if he could. Like,
you guys could all go.
Cars, he would have loved cars. He would have loved that ride. He probably would have liked the Matterhorn. Like, Pierce doesn't really get scared of that stuff.
Yes.
So, like, it would have been just even a little bit better if he could do everything.
Completely.
But, like, they're at good ages. They were so good.
Was Payson excited? Because I know she was a little scared before going.
Yes. She was a little scared of the Matterhorn. We watched YouTube videos of the whole ride, like, on DJ's phone.
Yes.
And that helped a lot. Like, when I picked her up from school on Thursday to go to Disneyland, she was like, I want to ride the Matterhorn first. And that was the night before she watched the video of it.
Yes.
So I think it like calmed her nerves a lot. She still refused to go on Star Wars with DJ.
Okay.
He really wanted her to go with him on Rise of the Resistance, but she had no business. Like she was like, I don't want to do that at all. Yeah. And we watched a video of it and she didn't like it.
She didn't like that.
So she didn't want to do that one.
It is kind of like, not scary, but it's like,
the concept of it is scary. Like Darth Vader is scary.
Yes.
If you don't like know.
And like, completely.
It just looks like a bad guy.
Yes, it does.
Same with the stormtroopers. Like they just look mean.
They look scary. Yes.
So she didn't do that one either. The coaster was closed. So she couldn't do that.
Which one?
Oh, Incredicoaster.
Yeah. And then. And I don't think she'd be tall enough anyway.
Is it 46?
I think it's 40. Oh, yeah, 46.
Okay. Or, yeah. She's like 43.
Okay. I think it's 48.
Oh, that's a lot.
I think.
Can Navy do it?
I don't know. It was closed anyway.
Oh, okay. She did Soarin'. She loves Soarin'.
She loves Soarin'.
She went on Soarin' twice. We did sneak her on that. She was definitely not tall enough, but she loves that one.
Yes.
She's tall enough now.
Okay. So now she can do it.
She went on it twice. One with me, one with Deej.
Was it California or was it Soarin' around the world?
It was California.
Yeah. It was the same month as me.
Which I didn't hate. I thought I would hate it more.
Okay.
I was very annoyed when it was California.
Yes.
But then I saw it and it wasn't horrible. I just love when you get to go by the Eiffel Tower.
I love the around the world one. It's just, I love the elephant one.
I get it's like throwback. Like this is their 100th year. Like yeah, I get it. Throwback, whatever. But I don't know. I like.
Soaring around the world is better than soaring around California. Sorry.
Why are we going back in time?
Like, why are we going to soaring around California? I want to soar around the world.
I could drive around California.
I don't want to do that.
But it was still fun. Yes. And she loved that one.
And she loved it. So that's what matters.
That one like takes a really long time. Like, it's a long ride. And we, like, had to wait in line. We got lightning passes, but we still had to wait in line for a little bit. But she, like, begged to go again.
Well, it's always long because they do, like, the flight talking and, like, yeah.
And then it's, like, 5 or 7 minutes of, like, the ride itself. Like, Cars is, like, 30 seconds.
I know. I like that that one's longer, though. Me too. It makes it more worth your time.
But it's, like, Pierce was, like, just waiting to go on a ride, you know, yep. And we had a rider swap. Like,
that's true.
So I went, like, took him and got a sucker when she went with DJ. She begged to go on that one twice.
Oh, I love,
like,
that.
Like, begged.
She
so
loved it.
She really wanted to go on that one again, which was so fun. I mean, it's just, it's so magical. Like, it's just so fun.
What was your favorite Disney snack you had? And did you bring back a pickle?
I did not bring you back a pickle. Unfortunately, I would rather die. But, okay, we didn't snack a ton. I feel like we ate a lot of meals. Like, I feel like we had, like, full meals. Like,
well, yeah, I had both.
Honestly, we had two things of popcorn, and it was so good. The popcorn was so good for some reason.
Popcorn is good there.
Like, I don't know why. It was just...
Did you have churros?
My kids got a churro. I'm not, like... I had a bite. I'm not, like, huge on churros.
I feel like you're a churro person. No?
I don't know. I don't love churros. I don't hate them.
Okay, okay.
But we did go to Carnation Cafe for lunch.
Yes.
For baked potato soup and a turkey sandwich.
And it was good.
So good. Yes. Honestly, it's just, that's my favorite place ever. And then we had birria tacos for dinner, which also bomb.
Yes.
I'm trying to think. We didn't, that's kind of
Dole
all.
Whip.
We didn't get Dole Whip.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
You suck.
I know. My kids just weren't that.
Like, I had Dole Whip, pickles, churros, popcorn.
I literally
everything.
I really wanted a corn on the cob.
I didn't get
that's
one.
What I really wanted. The line was, like,
so long.
So long. I think it was, like, because we were there and we came, like, right in the morning.
Yes.
And then it was, like,
lunchtime-ish.
I think it was, like, 9:30, 10. Not everything was open yet. Like, not all the food carts. There was only certain ones that were open that early. Like, I think everything opened at 10. And so it was, like, 9:30 when DJ went on Rise of the Resistance. And I really wanted the corn then, but there was, like, one of the only things open and the line was, like, 20 minutes long.
Oh, so one of those turkey legs.
So I said, screw it.
Yep. Screw
it. I'm not getting that. What else did we have? I mean, my kids got, like, treats.
Yeah.
I kind of did want Dole Whip, but we didn't get it.
You just didn't get it.
I just didn't get it.
Did you ride Indiana Jones?
We didn't.
Did you go in that area? Did you ride any, like, pirates?
We didn't.
No,
we didn't.
You just didn't go over there.
Well, it was kind of hard just because Payson's Bibbidi Bobbidi was at 10:30. Okay. So we had from like 8:30 to 10:30 and we did Matterhorn, Rise of the Resistance, It's a Small World. We did all the Toontown rides. We did Chippendale and Mickey's Runaway Railroad. We played at Toontown for a little bit.
Yes.
Then we did the carousel. And so then it was, like, time to do Bibbidi Bobbidi.
Yes.
So we did Bibbidi Bobbidi. And then right after Bibbidi Bobbidi was our lunch reservations. Okay. So we went straight to lunch
and then
we went and took naps.
Took naps.
So it was like, it just kind of flew by.
Yep.
And
I,
like,
get it.
Pierce and Payson both can't ride Indiana Jones.
Okay.
And they could have rode pirates, but both of us were kind of like, we don't want to do pirates.
Yeah,
so we didn't do pirates. So there was quite a few rides we didn't ride. We didn't do Dumbo.
Oh yeah. We didn't get to do Dumbo.
Cause the line is so long.
We didn't do the teacups.
We did do teacups. Payson requested teacups and It's a Small World. I would have skipped It's a Small World, but
no, that's iconic. I know. You have to do it. She wanted that one.
We did do Buzz. We did the Astro Blasters.
Oh yes.
We did Buzz. I feel like we did a lot.
Yes.
There was, like, some big ones we didn't hit, but
I know. I feel like the lines are so busy nowadays. You, like, having a park hopper, you almost need 2 days to do, like,
1 day each.
1 day Disney, 1 day park.
Definitely. And we care way more about California Adventure.
Completely.
But, like, Payson didn't care to ride Ariel.
Like, really?
I mean,
it's kind of lame.
It's very lame.
It's like you're just in a seashell.
Yeah. So at California Adventure, we did Cars first. We took some time to take our photos. We rode the stupid Luigi ride that I hated.
Oh, yeah.
We did Soarin' twice. We did the carousel at Toy Story, like, World there.
Yes, yep.
We didn't do Inside Out. We did do the coaster.
Goofy's Sky School.
She really wanted to do that.
Yes.
We didn't do any of, like, the swings or the jumping jellyfish because Pierce couldn't.
Yep.
So it's kind of pointless. And then we got to do Spider-Man at the end.
Okay, that's
so
fun.
So it was a great day.
Yes.
I mean, it really honestly couldn't have gone better.
When we talk about it, I'm like, take me back.
Literally.
Take me back to Disney.
I want to wait until Pierce is 40 inches.
I want to go to Disney.
Our next trip is going to be, we're going to wait until Pierce is 40 inches. Because I just feel like it's pointless at this point.
Yes.
Like,
I know, you want to do everything.
I want to do everything. And yep. I want to be able to, like, go on all the rides with him. And the rides that we did go on, he loved.
He loved it.
We did the Chippendales roller coaster twice in a row.
So fun.
Because he loved it.
Yes.
So it was so fun.
Yeah.
Great trip. Now we're home. I'm exhausted. I have 30 loads of laundry to do.
And the broken dryer. So
and a broken house. Yeah, my house is still not fixed, in case you're wondering, you guys. It's fine.
It's really not fine.
It's not at all. But
she's making it fine. She is.
We're dealing.
We're going.
Okay. Should we read stuff?
Yeah, let's do
it. I'm just really excited.
I know. Let's do
it. You told me you thought of something that happened to you that you thought, how dare you?
Oh, yeah. One of the things, one of my how dare yous was, it's kind of like, I guess not dumb. It's just kind of random. I thought of was when I was pregnant with Navy. Wow, sorry, yawning. Didn't get my Sunday nap.
I'm crying.
When I was pregnant with Navy, Jess and I were in like this kind of like rundown. We were driving to Canada and we were in this kind of rundown junky town and we were at the gas station and this lady comes up to me and I was literally probably like 7 or 8 months pregnant.
Was it when you went for in July?
Yes. That's when it
was. You were literally 7.5 months yes. pregnant.
So I'm like, I was like pretty pregnant. And we went to Canada and this lady, this like really kind of dirty, like
have to add that in there.
Kind of, she was super dirty and she was like dirty and just like, she literally came up to me and she started touching and rubbing my stomach. And she's like, oh my gosh, you're
honestly,
so
that's
cute,
something
pregnant.
You would hate.
I was literally shivering like,
get the freak off.
Why
me.
Are you touching me? Your hands are so dirty. Like she was dirty. And I'm like, she smelled like cigarettes and cats. Like, just dirty.
Not the cigarettes and cats.
Not the cigarettes and cats. Like they go together. And she just smelled so bad.
Like
and,
rule of thumb.
And she was so nice. Like, I don't want to be mean. She was so nice, but like.
Rule of thumb.
Don't touch somebody else.
Don't touch somebody else's belly.
Ever.
Ever. Well, one of the responses I got over and over again, you probably did too, is people commenting it like nursing your baby under a cover. Like some people, like I had multiple that said like somebody came and ripped my breastfeeding cover off and said I was suffocating my baby.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Oh yeah. I had multiple that were like, or people would be breastfeeding and like people would comment on it. Like no one's ever commented on me breastfeeding ever.
Oh yeah, they have.
Wait,
at the
really?
Nail salon.
Oh yeah. At the nail salon. You're right. They did. I would like to think that was just cultural.
I think it was too.
Not like rude.
No, I agree.
No. They were just really confused why I chose to breastfeed. Like,
yeah, the lady there was just like, no, like, why are you breastfeeding? You shouldn't do that. And Kenzie's like, no, like that's what I'm doing. And she was like, no. Like you,
no, you knew bottles.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, like we're introduced. He was like maybe a month old. Like maybe.
Literally.
And she's like, oh no. You do bottles. I'm like, okay. Like,
yeah,
and
no, I think it wasn't rude. It was just like, oh, I've never heard like you
like,
shouldn't.
I feel like she wasn't like shaming me for breastfeeding, but she just didn't understand why I was choosing to breastfeed.
I agree. Yes.
But like there's the people that like literally are like, you are nude breastfeeding. Like,
yes. Yes.
That's how like their husband's like, look away. Cause their boobs are out. It's like, I'm literally feeding my child.
I'm feeding my baby. Like, let's not be weird.
You're making it weird.
You're making this weird. Like, I promise you it's not weird. You're acting like it's like sexual. Like I'm literally feeding my child.
If you think it's sexual, then you got an issue.
You have issues. Exactly. I'm like, free the boob. Like I get if you're not comfortable with that, but like if you're doing it for other people, F them. That's all I gotta say.
I will say my biggest how dare you was the lady on the plane.
Oh, yes.
Throwback to the lady on the plane after my 24-hour travel day telling me that I should have my son watch Barney instead of Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, getting a blanket, yelling at the flight attendant to get him a blanket because he was freezing. Telling me to get a bottle. She's like, well, where's his bottle? I'm like, he's 2.5.
2.5. He doesn't use a bottle.
She's like, well, you should still have a bottle for him. Do you have a bottle for him? I'm like, no, he can, like, drink out of a normal cup. Like, also, we threw away our sippy cup in Europe because we were using it for 12 days and we didn't want to bring that home.
Yeah,
obviously I was washing it, whatever, but like still you're using one cup for 12 days. Like no matter how much I scrub that, still kind of gross.
Yeah, get rid of that.
So we just left it there.
Yes.
And
that was Pierce's really big like chocolate milk phase too. So that's like even more gross.
Exactly.
It's like milk.
Milk, juice. It was like I would pour like milk in and then I'd rinse it out with water, like my water bottle that I had in my hand.
Yep.
Then fill it with orange juice. Like,
yep. Like whatever you have.
Like now at this point in his life, like almost 3, like I can give him a normal cup. But then I was like,
oh, completely.
And also we brought an allotted amount of clothing for Europe.
Well, yeah, you can't bring that much. You can't bring 12 sippy cups.
So I'm like, I don't want him to spill over every outfit too.
Yep. 100%.
Yeah. That was my biggest how dare you moment in my whole life.
That's a good one.
Other than that, I feel like people have been very nice to me.
I guess the other one, just because we were thinking about airplanes, was when we went to Paris and I was about 6 months pregnant. And remember when we were getting off the plane and I couldn't grab the suitcase?
Yes.
So I was like asking for help and he's like, you shouldn't. What did he say? He's like, you shouldn't. you shouldn't like do this if you can't lift it. And I was like, I'm pregnant. He's like, I don't care.
Dude, planes, people can be so. I'm like,
okay, sir, let me hit you in the head with my suitcase.
Yeah, you stand right there so I know it's going to fall on your head.
Kind of like, F you.
Yeah, that airplanes, I feel like those are just easy how dare you moments.
They are. They really are.
They really are. They and really are.
Same with being a woman. For some reason, being a woman, people just really want to comment on you and your body and your everything.
Like if anyone talks to me, I'm like, how dare you?
Literally, how dare you even look at me? Okay. I was walking out of Trader Joe's a few days before giving birth to my son. It was July and super hot and I was really uncomfortable. As I walked out, an older lady looked me straight in the eye, laughed and said, twins. I was mortified and could not believe she said that to me.
You just, honestly.
I had a lot of those. You just never know.
If you are about to comment on a pregnant lady, Jamie learned her lesson. Here's Jamie's how dare you moment.
Yeah, I did an how dare you on somebody else. And I still, it haunts me almost every single day of my life when I think about it.
Does it make your stomach just like
yes, it does. I bubble. Literally texted one of my friends and was like, oh my gosh, when are you due? Wasn't pregnant. Still haunts me every single day.
Jamie, have you learned better?
Oh, I will never, ever. I don't care if they're 9 months pregnant. Unless they bring it up, I ain't saying shit.
I learned from being a server, like, you do not comment on that. Like, yeah. You wait for somebody to bring it up to you.
And luckily, this friend of mine was, she's so. And
it was like an actual friend.
No, it was. And she's so funny and so nice. And she was like, ha, 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 ha. Oh my gosh, no. I'm like, she's like, just postpartum body. I'm like, are you kidding me? Why did I just say that? Like, and it wasn't to be rude. Like, I don't know why. I don't know why in my head I ever would think to say
that. It was just like your how dare you moment.
No, it was my how dare you. Like, how dare you even ask me? I'm so sorry. I still.
Yeah, that's bad. Okay, you ready for mine?
Yes.
Okay. As an acquaintance at church had their first baby around the same time as me. When our first were about 15 months, she announced her second pregnancy. I bumped into her dad at church and he asked me, so when are you having another baby? My daughter's pregnant with her second baby already. It's time for you as well. I was actually pregnant with my second as well and I hadn't announced it to anyone yet, but all I could think about was how rude it was for him to ask. What if I was dealing with secondary infertility or going through a miscarriage at the time? Still makes me so angry when I think back to that moment. That's another thing you just don't comment on.
You just never, yeah. Like, I mean, my mom would get that a lot with Kat because she had a baby like a little bit older in Mormon life
yes.
than other people. And people would say that to her all the time. Like my mom, like, oh, when is Kat going to like
yes,
have a baby?
All and, like, the time.
When is Kat going to get married? Like,
yep.
And it's like, Kat had been trying for a year and like, don't say that to
like
somebody.
You don't comment when other people should have a baby.
No, never.
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 That is, I think that's like one of the ultimate how dare you moments.
I agree. Okay. I asked my granddad if he got the Christmas card I sent him and he said, yeah, I noticed Roman, my husband, was looking a little bit fat.
Stop.
I was shocked. I responded with, granddad, that's not a nice thing to say. And he kind of just shrugged and said, oh.
You know, there's been a lot of moments where I think in my head, grandpa, that's not something you should grandpa, say.
We don't say that.
You can't say that out loud. Honestly, not even grandpa, but dad.
Dad,
dad has a lot of how dare you moments.
He really does.
He just, the social skills, just maybe.
There's like a little.
Tweet. There's like something just a little off. Like, dad, you cannot say that.
You literally can't say that.
And he'll shrug it off too.
Yeah, like, oh. Like
it's what? Just funny, like.
Some people.
Maybe like the older generation.
Yeah, yeah. They just don't care as much.
This is a good one because this is also an older one, I think. Okay. Oh, it is. It's a grandma.
Oh my gosh.
One time at Christmas, my grandma was looking around the room at my family and complimented how my dad, stepmom, uncle, etc. looked so skinny and slim. And then looked at me and said, you should ask them what they're doing. LOL, you could say it definitely ruined Christmas as I was already not feeling great about myself at the time.
Oh my gosh.
Could you imagine if like we're in a room and grandpa was like, Kendall, Caitlin, Mackenzie, you guys all look so good. Jamie, you should ask them what they're doing.
I would literally be so sad.
No, that's, that literally is the sound that would go through my head. No, like, literally.
Wow.
Wow, okay.
Womp, womp, womp.
Wait, yeah, not something you comment on. Wow, never. We're making a good list.
Never, yeah. There's a lot you just don't comment on, honestly. Dude, this is crazy. Okay. I was at Dollar Tree picking up some little toys for a road trip. I let my son out of the cart to pick up his own toys, but I obviously wasn't going to buy everything he picked up. So I had to tell him no, which was immediately followed by a meltdown.
Of course.
We're talking, kicking, and screaming. I mean, he's two. Some lady down the aisle walks by me and says, been there, done that, except my kids actually listened to me when I told them to stop.
My jaw is on the ground.
She said, excuse me?
I don't see none of that like parenting, like besides the lady on the plane, which she was crazy. So it's a little different. But like, I haven't gotten like any comments about my parenting in public when there easily could have been a comment made.
If anything, my kids will cry and moms walk by me and they're like, oh, I get it. I'm so sorry. Like,
yeah.
When I see a mom with a kid crying at the store, I'm never like, that's a terrible mom. I'm always like, I'm sorry, mom, because I totally get it.
I get it.
We've been there, done that.
When one of your kids, I don't remember when, but it was at this Target over here. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Didn't somebody make a comment to you?
It was at Tempe Marketplace. We were walking in, you and I.
No, I'm thinking about a different time, but I do know what time you're thinking about too.
Okay.
I yelled at that car.
Yeah. Kenzie got Mama Bear for me. It was the best thing ever.
I got real Mama Bear.
We were walking through we were like walking in the parking lot and it was a super hot July day. We were walking and this lady's behind us in a car honking at us because we're not walking fast enough. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I have a 1-year-old walking.
We both had our 1-year-old.
And she was to the point where like Navy wanted to walk by herself. Like, it's like that point where it's like your kid's kind of slow, but they want to do it themselves. So you have to let them. And she was literally honking at me. I'm like, you think I want to be walking this slow? It's a freaking hot and you're in an air conditioned car. F off.
Yeah, she was rude and I yelled at her.
Kenzie literally
I started walking over to her car.
Yeah, Kenzie did.
But then I let it go.
Yeah.
No, there was a time at the Target here. I don't know. I don't remember which kid it was that was crying. They were mad that you didn't let him get something at the checkout. Do you remember this?
No.
I thought some lady said something to you, but maybe she was nice.
Yeah, I can't remember.
I can't remember it either. Maybe it was Kat.
Maybe it was Kat. I know. I can't remember.
Because I'm like, I remember like it was out of this Target. I can't remember who it was. Okay. Anyway, next one. When I was pregnant, I was buying a Dr. Pepper at the gas station and some lady behind me goes, you shouldn't be buying that. Don't you know caffeine is bad when you're pregnant? I was shook to my core, told her I wasn't pregnant and walked out. Honestly, what a great comeback. You shouldn't drink that while you're pregnant. Well, I'm not pregnant. Like, that's a great comeback. I would have said the same exact thing.
That's hilarious.
I've heard that before too. A lot of people have said that to me. Like, they'll be in the drive-thru to get like a soda and somebody will comment like, should you be drinking that when you're pregnant?
Like, but you're not actually pregnant?
No, but you are. Like, she actually is pregnant. She just said that to, like, have a comeback.
Oh, to make her feel bad.
To make her feel bad. Like,
oh, that's hilarious.
Like, you're, like, trying to tell a pregnant woman what to do, and then if they say, I'm not pregnant, then you're going to feel so embarrassed.
That is great.
That is a great comeback.
That is, like, really, really good comeback. Oh, my gosh. Okay. My little sister's adopted. My whole family is white, and she is mixed race with a beautiful Afro. People say the most outrageous things to me, like my mom must have cheated on my dad to have a mixed baby or that we found her somewhere. She said, absolutely, how dare they?
I mean, I hear that a lot.
Like, it is 2024.
That's literally what I was about to say.
Like, you never comment on that kind of crap.
You just don't comment on that.
You don't comment on that. Like, also, do you know about adoption? Do you know about foster care? Do you know, like, about, like, interracial couples?
The other thing, too, that I think of is, like at Navy's age, she would know that she looked different than her family. That's already something that she probably thinks about. So then for a stranger to like say it to her or near her or anywhere that she can hear it, like I would hate that if that was my kid.
And if you're hearing that like your whole life, like
then you feel misplaced.
Completely.
No, that's really sad actually.
Oh my gosh.
No, but you obviously hear that all the time. Okay. Oh, actually,
you got a good one.
I actually love this one.
Okay.
So I want your opinion on this because we've talked about this before. Okay. I was pregnant with my first, who was also the first baby on my husband's side of the family. And my brother-in-law's wife said, I won't have a real niece or nephew until my brother has a baby. And it was very off-putting. How dare you? And still to this day, he is her husband's nephew, not hers. And I genuinely can't wrap my head around it. She's pregnant right now. And I want to be so excited to have a nephew, but it's so hard because my three kids mean so little to her. So that would be like Curtis and Riley. They have, you know, their two kids.
Yeah.
And I say like, well, those are DJ's nieces and nephews, not mine. My nieces are only on my side of the family. Like, do you consider like Johnny and Jackie's kids your nephews and nieces?
Yeah, for sure.
Like you would never say to them like, well, this isn't my first nephew because like my first nephew is on my side of the family.
Like Pierce is my only nephew.
Exactly. Would you ever say that?
No.
Like, I just, I feel like
that's like, I mean,
like when, I will say like, oh, these are my nieces and nephews on DJ's side.
Well, yeah. And I guess sometimes I don't like when I'm talking to a stranger and they'll comment like that I have three girls, I'll say, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like my family's all girls and there's one boy. Like
that's not because I comment.
That's not because I don't value consider them, as family. My family. I'm just saying like, I'm not going to tell them, well, actually on my husband's side. Well, like,
and you're not going to tell your sister-in-laws on your other side that you're not excited about their babies because you already have your nieces on the other side.
No, like not at all. That is so mean.
Like imagine like being pregnant and your sister-in-law's like, well, it's technically not my nephew, so I don't really love it.
I say, yeah, screw off. It's not yours. Fine.
Fine.
Well, watch one day those kids, that kid is famous.
No, literally.
And then that girl's like, oh my gosh, that's my nephew. I'd be like, no, it ain't.
No, it ain't. Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Okay. I was at Costco and ran into someone from my small hometown who is friends with my husband's ex.
It's my biggest fear.
From like 10 years ago. And they came up to me and told me that she, the ex, deserved to marry my husband and that they would have had cuter babies.
What?
And I just said, oh, I'm sorry you feel that way. Clearly my husband doesn't feel that way. Then I ran into her again. Stop. At another store. She comes up to me again and says, I'm so sorry you've gained so much weight since having your baby. I bet Jay, my husband's name is Joel. So I bet Jay doesn't like that and probably isn't into you anymore.
Stop.
I had enough and told her that she could kindly take her rude comments and shove them up her ass.
Good for her.
How... like, is that story real?
No, like
does someone really come up to you and say like you've gained a lot of weight?
No, like literally.
I don't care if you gained 100 pounds. I still would not say that to your face.
That is
something. I'm sorry. Even if you wanted me to, I wouldn't.
Like people just have no filter.
No, even if you were like, unless you had brought it up, I would say, oh yeah, like I can see what you're saying. I would still never say
you've gained weight.
You honestly look
like. Does DJ still like you?
Like, does DJ still like? Imagine one of DJ's ex-girlfriend's best friends. That's what it'd be like coming up to you and being like, DJ should have married like this girl,
dude.
Like they would have had way cuter babies. Also, you've gained a lot of weight.
Also, you've gained a lot of weight, so he probably doesn't like you anymore. That would be enough.
Like what?
That'd be enough for me to just get like the baddest revenge body on the planet.
Oh yeah.
And then just start taking like posting photos of me like humping my husband.
Like freaking like what are they called? What are they called when you post like a
hot, like a boudoir?
No, like a hot picture of yourself. Like a
I know what you're talking about.
What's it called?
I know what you're talking about. I just can't think of it.
Like a thirst trap.
Thirst trap.
I'm like, what is it?
Yes.
It's like you're gonna start posting thirst traps.
Oh, I would start posting all my thirst traps.
Yeah.
Every like, one of them.
Sorry.
Tagging her.
To literally putting her tagging.
No, that one's actually really bad. Some of these things I like don't believe actually happened.
No, I'm like, are you sure? Like you've got to be lying to me, right? Like there's no way.
Okay, this one might be the worst one.
Okay.
Me and my sister-in-law had babies 3 months apart. We will call my baby, baby B, and my niece, M. M was conceived after my sister-in-law had 4 miscarriages. My mother-in-law came to see my baby when he was born, and she said, we love B, but M was harder to get here, so it's a different kind of love. I was dumbfounded. Still to this day, there is a clear favorite. They are the only 2 grandkids. Literally, how dare you say that to me after having a beautiful baby? She was harder to get here, so we love her more.
Oh. If mom said that, I would honestly be like, you're never allowed to see my kid again.
If anybody ever said that.
Like
Addie is the favorite because she took the longest to get here. We love everybody, but Addie's the favorite because she took the most time.
It's like, no, that literally makes no
sense. Like, that's not how it works.
That's literally how it'd be because Kat took a long time to get pregnant with Addie.
Exactly.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Wow.
How dare you?
How freaking dare you? I was very pregnant serving tables. Kenzie, did you submit this? This lady came
that
in.
That was me.
She was super nice and so inquisitive. Then out of nowhere, her tone changed and asked where the dad was. I was dating my husband and baby daddy still at the time. I was shocked that she would have the audacity to ask me something in that way. Then I told her I was a lesbian, dropped her check and didn't go back.
That's hilarious.
It's like that same comeback, like about like the...
like, I'm not pregnant.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm lesbian.
I'm a lesbian. Oh my gosh.
This one's in my question box and it says, this girl yelled at me in the car. How dare she?
Like, wait, what is it?
It said, this girl yelled at me in a car. How dare she?
If you know, you know.
That's one of my friends that said that.
Honestly, Kenzie, the fact that that is probably her how dare you moment.
Have I ever raised my voice at you, like, in our whole entire friendship?
Maybe, like, once.
Maybe, like, once.
But, like, we're sisters,
But, like, we're
too.
Sisters. I'm allowed to yell at you, like, whenever I want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, like, literally.
I know. I still, that was not my finest moment.
Kenzie's not much of, like, a yeller.
No, I'm not.
You're a loud talker, I think that sometimes maybe it gets interpreted, like.
I mean, I definitely yell.
Oh, yeah, no. Not that circumstance.
She wouldn't let me talk.
Like, come on.
I had to yell at her.
If you're listening.
She wouldn't let me say what I wanted to say.
In that moment, yell.
In that moment, yelling was okay. Yelling. I also said the F word, which is also not like me.
That is also not like Kenzie.
So,
no.
Very sorry, Bethany. I take it back. Obviously.
I take it back. Okay. That's so funny. Okay. Just happened yesterday. Oh, wait. Did you want to, like, do a different one?
I got to find one.
Okay. Just happened yesterday. I pulled up to my sister-in-law to drop something at her door, left my car running, windows down, and my baby was crying. A random stranger was walking her dog, stepped off the sidewalk, went out into the road to walk to the side of the car by the baby was on, opened my car door, and was talking to my eight-month-old, holding up her stuffed animal and touching her hands. Never made eye contact with me or waved at me or anything. I was like, what in the actual hell is happening? I was like, hello, hi, can I help you? Please don't touch my babies without asking people or open other people's car doors. This lady walking down the street literally opened up her car door because she heard her baby. Like, you've got to be kidding me.
Like, she just opened the door. If anybody even opens my, don't touch my car. How dare you?
Oh, I would be running Jamie towards my run. Car. I would drop kick.
No, Jamie would literally run.
Like, you're opening my car door.
Why are you opening my door?
I'm surprised she stood at her sister's door like, hi, what are you doing?
Can I help you?
Obviously, this lady probably looked harmless, but, like, you never know nowadays.
You never know, dude.
Like, what are you doing? Like, what?
My daughter's ear didn't fully develop in utero. Second visit to the pediatrician, he said, oh, is she the one with the weird ear? Immediately fired.
The pediatrician said that?
The pediatrician said, oh, she's the one with the weird ear.
My jaw's dropped right now.
Like, horrible bedside manner.
Oh, you immediately fired.
Literally, immediately.
Like, oh, yeah, that's the ugly kid I was thinking about. Like, okay, what?
I have two more to read that are short and funny.
Yes, yes.
Pregnant right now, my dad goes, wow, your lower body has really expanded too, eh? That is something dad would say, though. Like, not meant to be malicious, but no. Just like, oh, I noticed that, like, you're gaining.
Like, dad would be like, yeah, I've noticed, like, your muscles, like, don't, like, they.
You like, your legs look, like, beefier.
Like, your legs have, like, lost some muscle mass. Like, I could see dad, like, because like, he's, like,
saying something about it that, like, is offensive, yes, but he doesn't think is offensive.
But he doesn't think it's offensive.
My overweight aunt said to me, how are you so skinny? I hope being skinny is hard for you. Okay, you've gotten mean comments about your weight. Like, eat a
honestly,
burger.
Yeah, I think it's so stupid. Like, I like hate even like saying it, but I'm like, I don't care what your body looks like, fat, skinny, average, doesn't matter to me. Like, people are insecure about things on their body no matter what size they are. Even if someone's skinny, don't comment on it.
Don't, you never know.
Like, you should eat a burger. Like,
I ate a burger 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, literally. Like, I don't know. I don't know. It's stupid.
You want to know what my, like, how dare you is?
What?
Is people asking, like, when I lost weight, if I, like.
Took Ozempic or semaglutide.
And it's like, why can't you just be like, you look great? Like, even if I did take one of those, like, I wouldn't be ashamed of it. Like,
completely.
But, you do what you got to do. Like, I feel like a lot of people, though, just straight up ask nowadays, like, oh, like, what were you on? Like, how did you lose the weight? And it's like, that's not something you ask somebody.
Well, you ask someone first, like, or yeah, just literally don't even need to ask.
You don't need to ask.
I feel like people that lose weight with those, for the most part, people that lose weight
are pretty open.
With those drugs say it. A lot of people, some people don't because they like feel embarrassed or whatever.
Totally.
Which who cares? Like, everyone's doing, I literally am driving down the street and I'm seeing posts. What are they called, Kenzie? The signs you stick in the ground?
Like signs?
It's like a sign. Like, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
It's
like a sign.
Like a sign. Like a sign on the side of the road.
Yeah.
Literally like saying like, we have semaglutide. We have Ozempic. Literally. Like, it's literally everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Like,
but a billboard.
Saying, yeah, but it's not a billboard because billboards are like big. Like, they're like up on like a highway.
Like a billboard?
Yeah, like a billboard is like up on a highway. It's like a big, like, isn't that like a big billboard?
Yeah, but what are you talking about?
I was talking about like a picket sign.
Like a picket sign.
Picket sign, that's what it's called.
I mean, there are billboards for Ozempic and semaglutide as well.
I was talking about like, I'm literally just driving down the street and they're like picket signs in front of like a business.
I mean, I know so many people who've taken those.
Oh,
but don't ask them.
But yeah, just say, you look amazing.
You look great.
I'm like, that's so good for you.
That's all you need to say.
Like,
okay. If you find yourself going to say more, think about us and don't do it.
Think about us and don't say a single freaking thing. My how dare you. The other day I was on the phone trying to postpone a bill for a few days to make it to payday. Anyways, one of my babies, I have 10-month-old twins, started crying in the next room. I was just trying to get the call finished and over with. And over. Him crying for a few minutes doesn't bother me, and I knew it was only because I walked out of the room. The lady on the phone heard him crying in a very rude tone, said, "Ma'am, doesn't it bother you that your baby's crying?" I told her, "Yes, it does, but I need to finish this phone call," and then she went on to lecture me.
Just straight lecture.
Yeah, like, I'm like, okay, honestly, people do that all the time with, like, babies crying. Like, why do you care?
That is like an airplane story too.
Yeah.
Like people stop. Just being so mad about babies crying.
Literally, like.
My sister said to me, "You were a lot funner when you didn't have two kids." Same.
I mean, yeah, I get it.
I was definitely more fun.
Yeah, like I get it.
I mean, I'm kind of like a good time right now, actually.
I feel like I'm actually pretty fun. Like.
I'm a good time.
Yeah.
Honestly, one of my biggest how dare moments is like, it was actually for you, but.
Oh, okay.
I was there.
Okay.
Just when you were going to tell someone you're pregnant and the first thing they said was, "Are you calling to tell me you're pregnant?"
Honestly, we talked about that last week.
I still can't get over it. That's my biggest how dare. I'd rather you call me fat to my face.
No, same. I'd rather you say you look ugly as frick right now.
You are hideous. You're fat. You're ugly, disgusting. You smell bad. Just don't ruin me telling you I'm pregnant. Lame.
How dare you. Okay. My best friend's mother-in-law is horrible. My bestie experienced a miscarriage at 10 weeks. The next time they conceived, her mother-in-law said verbatim, "Are we telling people before 20 weeks? Because I had to explain what happened last time and it was really embarrassing for us." I'm sorry. It was embarrassing that your daughter-in-law had a miscarriage.
How is that embarrassing? Oh, that is bad.
It's embarrassing.
I literally wouldn't tell them I was pregnant until the baby was there.
Oh, same. I'd say, "And you're not part of this baby's life." And then I'd tell the kid when they're born.
Yep.
Right when they're born.
That.
Like, what?
Yeah, that's crazy. Let's see. Okay, I'm trying to like go through mine quickly. I had them screenshotted.
Oh, you're fine. I have another one if you
need. Okay, go ahead.
I was in a Costco and my 18-month-old daughter was overtired and started screaming and crying while I was on the way out. I was almost past the checkout when I passed an old lady and she said, "Jesus, someone needs to pinch that baby." And I turned around and said, "Excuse me." And she walked away and I said, "F off, lady." LOL, the way I was ready to be arrested in Costco that day.
No, honestly, if somebody says anything about my kids, I would go. Luckily, people haven't been that rude to me in public, because if so, I would go off.
Like what?
I like to believe I would go off, but like, would I really?
I know. Like, I feel like in that circumstance, I might have been like, F off.
Well, this one reminded me of a story that I had.
Okay.
Somebody said, "Lady called my 3-year-old a rude little brat for not having a conversation with her in the Target line. Remember when that worker at Target literally said that Payson was bratty?" I don't remember what she
called. Yes.
I don't remember what Payson did. But Payson was upset about something.
I think she didn't want stickers.
Like
something
along those lines. Yeah. And the worker was like, "Seems a little bratty." My jaw was on the ground and I didn't say anything. Because in that moment.
No, I remember you calling me and you're like, what do I do?
What do I do? I almost like turned back around afterwards after I processed. Like,
should I go back in?
No, it literally was like, I was shook. Shook that you could call my like 3-year-old a brat.
Like, they don't even know what they're doing.
Well, she's a brat, but you're a bitch.
Yeah, exactly. So good job.
That is all.
This just happened recently. We took my son to an ENT consultation for tubes in his ears. He was a preemie and we talked about possible allergies. The ENT continued to say if we had chosen to breastfeed, he wouldn't have these issues. Left there feeling very belittled. Backstory, I am type 1 diabetic and had preeclampsia that led to C-section. Nurses and doctors in the hospital actually said it was better. He was on formula because he was able to flush the jaundice out. Needless to say, we are getting another opinion for my son.
probably a good idea.
Yeah, that's sad. It's weird that like we're getting doctors.
I was literally going to say, well, I mean, I have had not great doctors.
Yeah, I mean.
Like.
Yeah.
That doctor that didn't even want to check me.
Kenzie having a fourth degree tear goes in. I go with her to her 6 weeks checkup.
Because I was terrified.
Because she was so scared. And like, I happened to be in town. She had just moved here, didn't know any doctors. She goes into this doctor and the doctor literally, she's like, all right, like you were so nervous. You're like, I had a fourth degree tear.
Well,
like,
because
you didn't know what they were gonna do.
I wouldn't
there.
Even look at it.
No, exactly. You're trauma.
I'm traumatized.
Like, and she was like, yeah, I had like a fourth degree tear. And he's like, okay, well, do you feel fine? You're like, I mean,
it doesn't feel normal.
You were like, I mean, yeah, but like, I don't know. And he was like, okay, yeah, you're fine. You're good to go. Cause he's like, so, like,
are I had you, to ask
Kenzie
him.
He was like, are you going to check me? He's like, well, do you want me to?
I'm like, please.
Like, I want to make sure I'm okay.
I mean, I was sitting with my legs open for 3 hours getting sewn up. Yes, I would like to know if everything's functioning down there.
Like, do my stitches heal?
Did they do a good job? Because for the past 6 weeks, everyone's been referring to my downstairs as ground beef. So like, can you check it out and please make sure that it doesn't look how everyone described it?
Can you make sure it like healed as like a, like not,
like one? Like one. Do I have a hole? Like I wouldn't even look. DJ kept asking if I wanted to look and I literally, no. I refused.
Kenzie, even, I can't even imagine what you not wanting to look, even just having a normal labor, I still don't look.
Nope.
It's not weird. Like, I don't want to say it's weird, but I just am like weird.
It's like swollen and
I don't
puffy.
Know.
And
yeah, I'm just like, I don't want to see it. Like, I don't know. It just scares me. I feel like I'm going to be like, ah!
Nope. Literally. Literally.
Like a jump scare.
The worst, if you had a fourth degree tear, you know, like towards the end, it was so itchy.
Because it's healing.
It was healing. It was itchy. It was like burning. I like would have to use like diaper rash cream on my lady bits because it burned because the stitches just like there's so many of them and
literally like 100.
There's literally 7,000 stitches in my hoo-ha. Yeah, so that was fun.
The whole thing is just stitches, actually.
The whole thing
from ground beef to stitches. So that's wonderful.
So he told me my lady bits looked good though.
So don't, guys, you don't need to worry.
You don't need to worry. They're great.
You do not need to worry. Oh my god.
Okay, was engaged and ran into a girl my husband went to high school with at a nail salon and she asked me, why aren't you marrying the hotter brother? I'm here to report the hotter one is now bald and I indeed married the hotter one. I mean, people say that to like Justin all the time. Like, why did you not marry Jamie's hotter sister?
No, they literally say that all the time.
And I'm like, I took one for the team. I laid off of him so Jamie could have him. You're welcome. He's also from Canada. So.
He's also from Canada, so I dodged a bullet.
So not my type.
So not my type. Canadian, yeah, definitely.
Did you see my story the other day? Then somebody said,
not my type.
Would you move if Jamie moved? And I said,
oh, yeah.
I would move if she moved to St. George or
Prescott.
Or Prescott. Like,
yeah, you said Arizona.
But if she's moving to Canada, I will miss her.
I'm out. You said I'll miss her.
Miss her. She's not going with her.
Not
to that
going
one.
To Canada. Don't blame you. Okay, this one's, oh, wait, okay. My dad passed in 2019 from pancreatic cancer. My sister struggled with going to his grave for a long time. We were in Target one day and she saw a faux orange tree. She bought it and took it down to my dad's grave. He worked in citrus his entire life. A couple of days later, my dad's brother, who didn't want or have a relationship with him until his diagnosis, called my sister and said, we should be ashamed we put an orange tree down there. And he apologized to my dad for us putting an orange tree and tractor on his grave. It made my sister cry. I called my uncle and confronted him. He cussed me out.
That's it? That's the end of the story?
That's the end of the story. Haven't spoken to him since. That's the very end.
That's the thing. I just don't understand like a grown man like cussing out like a young adult woman.
Oh, you want to know one of my pet peeves?
Please,
of?
Please.
I absolutely hate, but I also like, okay, when a grown adult male flips me off for driving. Sir?
Sir.
You just flipped off a woman that has three kids in her car. Do you?
Just a girl.
I'm just a girl.
That's what I think
do
of.
Do you feel bad about yourself? I do this. I literally thumbs down them. I just go, and I thumbs down them and shake my head at them. Like, you just flipped off a girl driving with three kids.
So
in her
somebody
car.
Almost hit us in the car today, like legitimately centimeters from hitting us. And we were getting in the turn lane and they didn't see us and they started getting in the turn lane. Oh. But we were in the turn lane for a while. And so DJ honked at them and they like swerved out of the way, like literally centimeters. And I knew DJ was going to do something. I could tell he was so mad. And we drove by them and I like grabbed his arm and he like was definitely going to like yell at them. He doesn't flip off women, but he would like raise his hands and be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And I like grabbed his arm and then he looked over and like looked at her. And then she goes, I'm so sorry. And she like looked like a young mom. And then DJ's like, well, I'm glad I didn't flip her off because she looked really sorry. I'm like, Deej, sometimes people just don't see
sometimes
other cars.
People just make mistakes. It's fine.
There's a blind spot for a reason.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I'm not paying attention. It just means I did not
sometimes
physically
I just
see you.
Have make a mistake.
Also, I have two kids in my car. Sometimes I don't hear. I don't.
I'm really flustered.
Like my bad driving is only because I'm flustered, not because 100%. I'm a bad driver.
It's not because I'm a bad driver. If I had no distractions, I'd probably be great.
I'd be great. Yeah, but DJ felt really bad.
No, and like that's a guy should never do that. I literally tell Justin, I'm like, don't ever flip anyone off. You can only flip someone off if you drive by and you can tell it's like a man.
A man.
If you ever flip off a woman, I'm done.
Because how would you feel if your daughter was driving and like made a little accident and then some grown ass man was like, fuck you, and like flipping her off?
No, and that's what I told Justin. I said, how would you feel if a grown man literally came up beside me and was flipping me off? You'd be pissed at them.
You'd be pissed.
I'm like, you're doing that to somebody else if you do that. Yeah. Don't do that.
My little hack whenever I like do something wrong and like somebody honks at me, I always like, if I like am sitting next to them at like a light or like I see them later on, I like turn back around and like tap my kids. Like they're like asleep and they don't need anything, but I like tap it to make it look like I'm just a mom. Doing like, my best out here.
I'm so sorry. I literally, if I pull up next to them, I just thumbs down them and I shake my head. I'm like, then they're always like, and I'm like, yeah, you should feel bad. Dude, flip me off.
I don't interact because I'm always like too terrified. They're gonna like pull a gun on me.
Oh, I do get very, very scared about that.
Yeah, I just look straight ahead and I don't move.
And you're like, I'm not here.
I will like purposely like take a back road that like I've never been down before or like turn into a neighborhood because I'm scared of people.
You're scared of people. Honestly.
I don't like confrontation.
No, I mean, I get that. I really do. Okay. I was pumping at work on my first week back from maternity leave. I'm a teacher and a coworker walked in while I was pouring the milk in my mason jar and said, that's not very much milk. She said it was 7 ounces, to which I replied, excuse me. And she said, I just don't want that baby to starve. She said, this is a huge trigger for me because when I returned to work with my first baby, my milk supply dropped so fast. Needless to say, I was pissed.
I would be so angry. I mean, if we learn one thing from this episode, like you don't comment on like motherhood in general. Like, could you imagine? I really struggled breastfeeding. And like, if somebody told me I was not feeding my baby enough,
I'm sorry, 7 ounces is a lot of milk.
I don't think I've ever, ever, ever pumped 7 ounces in my life. Seven ounces is so much milk.
Like, you're kidding.
No, that's insanity. I would bawl my eyes out. When the doctor told me Payson lost weight and it was probably because she wasn't eating enough, I bawled my eyes out because I like, knew. Because even though it's not your fault, it feels like it's your fault.
Yeah, like what?
No, that's ridiculous. How dare you?
Literally, how dare you?
Okay, do you have any more good ones?
I have one more good one. This one's actually really sad.
Oh, do we want to end on the sad one?
You can find one more good one after this one.
Deal.
Okay. Okay. Unfortunately, my own mother has said some pretty awful and rude things to me. When I was in my senior year of high school, I had really bad acne. My mom told me that I should be embarrassed to be seen in public. She's embarrassed to be seen with me in public. I must have something medically wrong with me. I should put a bag over my face to cover my acne.
Stop.
My boyfriend deserves a pretty girlfriend with no acne. I'm torturing my boyfriend by staying with him. My face gives my mom nightmares, and she's never seen somebody with more acne as me. And my boyfriend will probably eventually leave me because nobody wants to be with somebody with acne. Well, after 4 years, my boyfriend is still with me. Sadly, she said even more and rude, terrible things to me. Luckily, my skin is clear now, but man, it's extremely hard with her saying like that, things like that to me.
I was going to say, I actually have gotten some ones in here about acne. Like somebody said, I'm a nurse and a doctor I work with said, you're breaking out in pimples. Are you stressed? Yeah, I am stressed. I'm a nurse.
Like, oh my gosh.
And also like, that's not the only reason you break out.
Also, that's just so sad that a mom could say that. Like, that a mom could say that to their own kid. Imagine if Payson had terrible acne and you told her that her face gives you nightmares.
No, I would punch somebody.
Like,
I would murder somebody if somebody said that to my kid.
Yeah, but you'd be the one saying it.
It was
her mom.
Oh, that's something mom would do.
To put a bag over your face?
No, but I feel like mom would not be nice.
Yeah, this mom was mean.
No, that's not.
I say, can you imagine saying that to Payson?
No.
You're like, you're ugly. Your boyfriend should break up with you. No. Put a bag over your face.
I would leave the home.
My face gives you nightmares.
No, that's so bad.
Sorry, what?
That's so bad.
That's so sad.
Let's see. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to, there's just so many pregnant ones. I'm trying to not do pregnant.
Prego. I'm just a girl.
Oh, this is this is sad too. It's not funny. Okay. Sorry. But just had our baby, preemie. We're in the NICU, 5 days old, and the financial lady comes in and hands me a $180,000 bill. No shame. How dare you? 5 days old, in the NICU, hands her a bill for $180,000.
My stomach just dropped.
No, like, how dare you?
That's really sad. Honestly, there's so many how dare you moments.
My gosh, there's so many.
We're going to need to do another one of these because these are so good. And maybe this will spark some people's like how dare you moments. If you didn't share, you should share. Like, we can do a little Facebook post this week.
And share if you forgot any.
If you like.
Or we didn't read yours. Yeah. If you want to share it.
And you want to share it. Or if like you thought of one that you were like, oh my gosh, yeah.
Because like, I feel like I got like more creative as like things went on.
Me too. As I thought. I mean, we said like 4 that happened to us.
Exactly.
Or that I did. So I'm sorry.
Jamie told me to cover my face with a bag. She said I was super ugly.
I literally told Kenzie, I was like, I'm sorry, you're literally so ugly. Cover your face with a bag. I can't be seen with you in public.
I mean, there's been a lot of times where like, okay, not a lot of times. That's really, really dramatic. But like, there was one time I was getting my hair done and some girl came in and she was like, she was super nice. We were just like chit-chatting. Like this was like before I even had kids.
Okay, okay.
And it was when I was married though. And she comes in and she was like, oh, like you're married. I was like, yeah, I am, like, to, you know, and I was talking about it. It was here in Gilbert. It was at Jace's school that she like did cosmetology for. And some girl was like, oh, you're like, you're dating. I was maybe engaged to DJ. And she's like, yeah, I made out with him a bunch. I'm like, why would, like, we're engaged. Like, why would you say that? Like, I would never go up to a girl who was dating like my ex and be like, yeah, we made out a lot of times. Like, isn't he like really good at making out? Like, you, that's not like, oh.
Wait, I have a how dare you moment that I just thought of that Please. Made me think of that, my Please. Last one. I'm like kind of scared to say this because I think there's some people that like listen that are like.
Wait, is it about? I want
to
know.
Well, the kind of the same thing happened to me when I was dating Justin. I went to visit him in Canada once.
Oh.
And one of his ex-girlfriend's parents came up to us and she was like, hi, Justin.
Not
like,
the parents.
The parents of the ex-girlfriend. And they were like, oh my gosh, you're Justin's new girlfriend. And I was like, yeah. And I knew who they were. So I was like, yeah. And they were like, well, you must be special because Justin only dates the most special type of girls.
Gag.
I was like, thanks. I mean, all good intentions, but like,
you're semi saying nice.
Your daughter's like super special.
Like semi nice. Like semi, I can see where you're coming from. Semi nice,
but like, let's not. Like, that's weird.
It's weird. Like, that's his ex.
Also, like, exes that still have a relationship with the ex's parents. Like, that just shouldn't be a thing.
That was me, though. When me and DJ are broken up.
You were the crazy girl.
I know, but it was his mom. It wasn't me.
It was you, too.
I know.
You were texting her a lot.
I was, but she also texted me a lot.
Oh, completely. I know. It's fine. I mean, luckily it worked out for you guys.
Luckily it wasn't like he was dating another girl and like he wasn't dating anybody.
And then Susie would have to be with that girl.
Yeah, like he wasn't dating with anybody.
Yes, yes.
So like luckily that was he wasn't, fine.
Yeah, exactly.
It was fine, everybody. I wasn't crazy.
It was fine.
Just a little bit.
Just a little tiny bit. So yeah. Anyway, yeah. Have the best week. Anything crazy?
And how
going,
do you?
Anything crazy going on this week?
Yeah, I have danced Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
So Kenzie's day week is crazy. So
we have a competition this week, and we have a performance, and Practice her competition is not just her solo or it's Tiki Room and her solo.
So
it's
combo. So
let me just, if there's any other dance moms that is like, can I control the schedule? Why the actual heck does she perform at noon? And awards aren't until 6:30. In what world is 6 hour break okay?
In what world?
Like her solo, she goes on at 8, awards are at 10. That's fine. 8 to 10, that's fine. No biggie.
Yeah.
But why does she perform at noon and doesn't get an award till 6?
Like what?
Like that's insanity.
No, it's worse than that. She performs her solo even earlier.
No, her solo's at 8, awards are at 10.
Yeah, 8. Oh, this yes. is for the group. Got
yes.
it.
So
it's because there's 455 groups.
Well, why is there that? Split them up.
I know. I agree.
Do like 5 and under at noon to 1, awards at 1:30. And then do 6 to 8, 12:30 to 2.
Are you going to be able to leave or do you have to
stay? No, I'm leaving. Okay. 6 hours. Are you effing kidding me? Okay, no, I'm going to go home and take a nap.
Good. Yeah. Also, your shirt's cute. Is it new?
It's Aritzia.
Oh, I like it.
Thank you. I kind of hate it. It's kind of comfy.
It looks cute, anxiety. Though. I get it. Okay. Well, anyway, hopefully your week isn't as crazy as Kenzie's, everybody.
Hopefully it's not.
But we love you and we will see you next week on the Codependent Podcast.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.